Hallelujah. In this place right now, just what I really sense the Lord wants us to do just for a couple minutes. Just get really still. Praise your name, Lord. We'll play, but just no talking. Don't even pray in the spirit right now. Just get really still before Him. Focus on Him. Don't let your mind get distracted.
It should be obvious that the Lord had some very distinct plans for this service tonight. Earlier, as we were worshiping, He said this would go until 8 o'clock, and then He wanted an extra 10 minutes. And so, that's what we've done. During this time, He has been speaking to every single person in this room. Every single person. Whether you recognized His voice or not, He was speaking to you. And if you're not sure what He was saying, the Holy Spirit is fully capable of repeating it later on, reminding you. One of the things that was happening, in addition to Him speaking, He was working in us, taking what we have heard this week, and the best way I can describe it is like a puzzle. He's been taking the pieces and putting them together on the inside of us so that we can begin seeing the fullness of the image, the picture that He's been forming inside of us this entire week. One of the things that He wanted me to emphasize, and that's the word balance. What He means by that is this. And please don't be shocked at what I'm going to say. But after a conference like this, we're enthused, we're encouraged, and we're ready to go forward with God like never before. At that point, it is possible for a person. Now listen closely to this, and don't close your heart or mind until you hear everything. It is possible for a person to begin praying, worshiping, getting into the Word, and even fasting too much. Now that sounds like a contradiction. But if Satan can bring about disorder in a person's life, He will do it. And if He can get someone to begin spending so much time in prayer, worship, and the Word that they begin neglecting genuine responsibility, then He can begin bringing disorder. And this is why, along with the enthusiasm to go forward with God, it is very, very critical that we seek God for the order that He would establish in our life. It will be different for me. It will be different for you. But it's critical that we find that order, that divine order for each of us. And the Holy Spirit will lead us into that place of that order so that we have the right balance in our lives. That's so very critical. Another thing is a reiteration of something we heard earlier this week. And that has to do with the church you attend. I don't know every church where you attend. Those of you watching, I don't know. I don't know how many people will hear this after the fact. But He gave me a little vision. And in this vision, He used a ship. Not exactly the same size as like a cruise liner, but similar. And the ship represented a church. And this ship had many holes in it. And the ship was beginning to fill with water, and it was going to sink. He said, there are many churches that are sinking right now. And it is critical that you are not in a church that is sinking. Do not think that a church is not sinking. If it is preaching, you must be born again. The closer we get to the return of Jesus, it is extremely critical that we are where God wants us. And for some people, I don't know if you're here, if you're watching, but that means you're going to have to leave the church you're attending and get into a church. But before you do that, do not act on emotion. Get before God and find out what He wants and be obedient to Him. We're going to close this service in just a few moments. The Lord impressed upon me to not let it linger beyond its appointed time. And He said, I want my people to have a portion of this night for rest and fellowship. And we'll honor that. You see, if you study Scripture, you'll find out that God is big on post-church fellowship among the family. This is very critical because it strengthens the bonds of our relationships. And so what I'm going to do, we're not even going to take time for an offering tonight. If you have an offering, just bring it up after we've concluded. But I'd like you all to stand, please. When I was ministering down at Pastor Bronx Church just a couple of months ago in February, before I went down there, the Lord instructed me to speak slash pray a blessing over the people. And I did. And He brought that to mind while I was sitting there on the pew. And so I'm going to do the same now. And what I'd like you to do is just go ahead and just bow your heads. And if you're comfortable, close your eyes. And I just want you to listen to this and receive it. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. I pray He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. I also pray for you, and I desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise you.
And now, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for a wonderful conference. We'll see you next April.
Thank you, Jesus.